Welcome to Cross Hope Visual Stories. Cross Hope Visual Stories is a weekend presentation of Cross Hope Ministries, where we share inspirational stories of the hope and encouragement of the cross in a unique format. Now here's today's story.
Probably the, one of the people I quote the most, I'm sorry, I can't help it. I read his material, and that is Max Lucado from Texas. He's probably, in my opinion, the best Christian writer there is. He has a way of turning a phrase. I want you to listen to a couple of paragraphs. He said, tucked away in the cedar chest of my memory. Isn't that an evocative phrase? Tucked away in the cedar chest of my memory is the image of a robust and rather rotund children's Bible school teacher in my small West Texas church. She wore those black eyeglasses that peaked at the corners like a masquerade mask. Any of you remember those old glasses that had the points? She wore those. Silver streaked through her black hair like a vein on the wall of a mine. She smelled like my mom's makeup and smiled like a kid on Christmas when she saw us coming to her class. Low-heeled shoes contained her thick ankles, but nothing contained her great passion. Hugs as we entered and hugs as we left. She knew all six of us by name and made our Bible school class so fun we'd rather miss the ice cream truck than Sunday school. Here's why I tell you about her, he says. She enjoyed giving us every Sunday a can of crayons and a sketch of Jesus torn from a coloring book. We each had our own can, mind you, reassigned from the cupboard duty to classroom. What had used to hold peaches or spinach now held a dozen or so crayons. Take the crayons I give you, she would instruct, and color Jesus. And we do this every week as a beginning of the class. We didn't illustrate pictures of ourselves. We colored the Son of God. We didn't steal crayons from other cans. We used what she gave us. That was the fun of it. Do the best you can with the can you have, is what she would tell them. If your colors didn't match, that's all right. Just use what you have. And Max Lucado, as only he could, would say, that's what God's done with all of us. He's given you gifts, and he's given you gifts, and your can is different in terms of what your can contains, in terms of spiritual gifts and abilities and capacities, but you work with that to display Jesus. This is a personal question that may be offensive to some people, and I really mean this. Some people might be offended by it. But does anybody look at you and are they reminded of Jesus? He said, well, why would they do that? Why not? Why couldn't somebody have an interaction with you? Not because you're so perfect and so holy. It has nothing to do with that. But they sense the presence of God when they're around you. As a man or woman in conversation, they sense you're a kingdom person and they see the Jesus that you're coloring, so to speak. And then Max Lucado says, don't waste your time embellishing your own image. No disrespect, but who needs to see your face, he says. Who doesn't need to see God's? God promises no applause for self-promoters, but great rewards for God-promoters. Listen to that again. God promises no applause for self-promoters, but great rewards for God-promoters.
You have been listening to Cross Hope Visual Stories. For more information about this ministry, or to re-listen or view today's story in a video format, go to our website at www.crosshope.org/visualstories. Be sure to join us at this same time every weekend. Cross Hope and Cross Hope Visual Stories are listener-supported and are produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.